FM 90.3 WJTL. That was "Here Goes" by Bebo Norman. Before that, we heard "You Found Me" from the Unbroken soundtrack, Switchfoot. Speaking of Unbroken, listen to the morning show all this week. We're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to see Unbroken, Path of Redemption. It's a great movie, and we will have tickets. So just listen this morning, and we will have your chances to win.
Good morning. It's 7:03. Our very special guest this morning from the Rafiki Africa Foundation, Dorothy and Roger here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. And Dorothy Dulo is the in charge. You really started Rafiki Africa Foundation, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, tell us about what is Rafiki Africa for our listeners who don't know.
So Rafiki Africa works in Western Kenya to provide resources that help communities to get out of poverty through economic development.
And you were born there?
I was born there and raised there. So we work in the community where my family still lives, serving over 400 families.
And about how often, I know you're there all the time with what you're doing there, but how often do you get to go back?
I get to go back 3 to 4 times a year. So I do a lot of miles on the air.
That's a lot of miles. How long of a trip is it from here?
16 hours.
16 hours. I remember the first time when I flew back from Africa and you fly over the ocean. Something about that was disconcerting to me. I don't know why.
Yeah, it can be, but I usually fly at night, so I don't really know what's going on.
That's great. And you brought along Roger today. Roger Godfrey is with us. Good morning to you, Roger.
Good morning.
It's always great to have you back to the studio.
Well, thank you very much.
Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Well, shout out to the Festival Planning Committee. Those are people, great folks who've been helping us plan the festival.
And Dorothy, I didn't give you a chance to say hi to anybody. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
I want to say hi to Lisa Landis. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Lisa Landis.
Hi, Lisa.
No, you guys are good friends. Roger, you get to go back as well to Western Kenya, and you were back last in March. Any great stories that you remember from when you were there this last time?
Yes, actually, we were trying to conclude a water project, so I went at the tail end of it, and we did finish it after 5 arduous years.
Wow. So now 5 years.
Yes. So now we have drinking water. Yay.
That's amazing. And how's that going to revolutionize that community with having water now?
Well, just think of it in your own home right now if you didn't have drinking water or any water that's coming through to do anything.
Right.
So that's how it was. We were really depending on the rainy season to provide us with our water. And during the dry season, we had to go looking for water, buying it from the local sources around. And some of it was not filtered. It was not clean. So it would pretty much make, you know, life miserable.
Yeah.
But now we have our own system that we can control, and it's filtered.
Wow. That is awesome. If folks want more information about Rafiki Africa Foundation, they can visit you online?
Yes, they can go to our webpage, rafikiafrica.org, or they can go to Facebook, Rafiki Africa.
Very cool. Coming up, we're going to talk more with Dorothy and Roger about the 10th Annual African Festival. Coming up this weekend, we'll give you all the details.
Also coming up, music from Sanctus Real and the Wet Wreck